2:05 on 980 WCAP. It's the Midday Cafe. I'm surrounded by the cast.
Yeah.
The entire cast.
All three of us.
Yes, that's right. Of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. And they're doing their ultimate Christmas show. Everything I have heard about this show so far is just like a home run, guys. So,
well, we've heard it's funny. Yeah. We hope to see it one of these days.
One of
but
these
we hear
days.
It's hilarious.
Well,
yeah.
We were here, what was it, 3 weeks ago and doing all these Christmas bits. And there were we then walked out amongst the local populace saying, "It's too early for Christmas. Knock it off."
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 263, Ultimate Christmas Highlights.
Forget Paris, man. We are the city of light.
That's why you hear all those Christmas songs about Lowell.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. And I'd like to think
I think
that we kicked off the season.
You brought this spirit
Lowell.
Because
simply
you know,
having a Lowell Christmas time.
Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome. Now go away now.
You are like a wearing blender where you take all these things and just mix them up really fast and then spill them out to the audience.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, we put in a lot of stuff. And then put it on frappe.
Yes,
and then pour it out.
We are a theatrical smoothie.
Yeah, a theatrical juicer. That's what you get.
We've been called something that rhymes with frappe.
That was us appearing on WCAP 980 in downtown Lowell, Massachusetts during our world premiere production of the Ultimate Christmas Show abridged at the Merrimack Repertory Theater, which just closed last night. And in the spirit of the holidays, we thought we'd offer this selection of highlights from the show, starting with my entrance in a very festive and flamboyant holiday garb. Listen carefully as for almost 40 seconds, I just stand there and let the costume do the work.
Yeah, okay, point taken. There are just too many weird Christmas.
was King Wenceslas, Kalala the first Noel. The ox and lamb kept time as good as they smelled. Oh, Christmas tree of Bethlehem, oh, silent, oh, holy night, the herald angels sing away in a manger bright. Alleluia,
and Hanukkah,
and Hanta, shave and a haircut, two bits.
A little later on, Matt decides to call 1-800-SANTA.
Santa, this is NJ Claus.
Hello, excuse me, where are you from?
Oh, I am from the North Pole.
You have a very unusual accent.
Oh, that's the way everyone talks up here.
Hey, Santa, Austin Titchener here.
Oh, yes, I have very bad news for you, Austin Titchener.
What's that?
No presents for non-believing pagan.
I'm not a pagan! hello, Santa. Matt Rippey here. Long-time believer, first-time caller.
Yes, Matt Rippey. What would you like Santa to get you for Christmas?
Well, I was hoping you'd bring me some candy.
Oh, we have lots of candy. Mahatma candy, Indira candy.
What I really want is a Harley.
Oh, Hari Krishna or Hari Rama?
Harley Davidson. It's rubber-mounted V-twin engine, really sings.
Oh, we love to sing at the North Pole. Deck the Taj Mahal with Hari Krishna. Ba-la-la-la-la, ba-la-la-la-la. Get on your knees and pray to Vishnu. Ba-la-la-la-la-la. Find a yoga pose to suit ya. Ba-la-la-la-la-la. Bend we now for Kama Sutra.
Service today, Matt Rippey. Yeah, you sure have. Thanks.
Goodbye, Matt Rippey. Goodbye, Pagan.
Goodbye. Happy Santa Claus, everybody.
We've all had holiday travel nightmares, right? Well, here's mine.
It was some nights before Christmas, with much snow and rain, and not a creature was stirring, including my plane. My carry-ons were stowed in the overhead of care in hopes this last-minute flight would still get me there. But with all of the lightning and thunder and showers, we sat on that runway for hours and hours. What should have been only a two-hour flight was becoming a journey that might take all night. It didn't start well. First, my shuttle was late. Then the airport was mobbed, which wasn't so great. And they gave me a little seat, which was really a drag, and charged $45 to check in my bag. And then, at security, so much emotion. They unwrapped my presents. Made me throw out my lotion. And then, when it looked like I just about made it, the TSA groped me and laughed at me. Naked. I wanted last, but that wasn't the worst. I walked past the snobs who were sitting in first and sat through the safety spiel, which is always a bore. Is there anyone who hasn't fastened a seatbelt before? They charge for a blanket, charge for a pillow, charge for a headset, and a seat in the exit row. And just when it looked like things couldn't get more black, the jackass in front of me leaned all the way back. So they ran out of food, they would not let us fly, they would not take us back, and would not tell us why. It really looked like we would never get going. And that's when the toilets began overflowing. But out on the wing, there arose such a clatter. I sprang from my seat to see what was the matter. Across my companion, I reached like a flash, said, "Get out of my way!" and threw up the sash. And what to my wondering eyes should appear but a crazed flight attendant holding peanuts and beer. He hijacked the food truck so lively and quick, I knew in a moment he'd arrived in the nick of time. He pounded quite hard at the emergency door. He forced his way in, and he got on the blower. He said, "People, you're the victims. You're not to blame, but I'll tell you who is." And he called them by name. On Delta, United, American 2, on Southwest, on Northwest, Aloha. As he did, he knocked drinks and snacks off the shelf, and I cheered when he did it in spite of myself. We now could take off with that nut off the plane. We soon would be home and never see him again. But I heard him exclaim as they dragged him away in the night, "Merry Christmas to all! They just canceled your flight!"
I'm Charles Towers, Artistic Director of Merrimack Repertory Theater, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
The second act of The Ultimate Christmas Show Bridge consists largely of a traditional English panto, which, because we're American and don't know any better, tells the story of the first Christmas. So when we first meet the heavily pregnant Virgin Mary, she is played in true English panto tradition by a man of a certain age. The three wise men, who, because we have to scrounge for costumes, are dressed in three matching silk disco outfits, giving us an unfortunate resemblance to the Bee Gees. And since every panto is required to feature a B-list celebrity, they are introduced by that B-list celebrity from CNN, Wolf Blitzen.
Meanwhile, the three wise men, under orders from the evil King Herod, were following the Star of Bethlehem, trying to find the newborn King of the Jews. Where is he who was reborn King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. Matthew 2:2. Costumes.
Are you kidding? We look fantastic. Besides, this Bee Gees look is really coming back.
Yeah, I'm planning you. Why are we even here? We give the Christ child his presents and then disappear from the story.
People probably forget all about us.
Forget all about us? Are you crazy? Who is fabled in song and story? We three kings of Orient are.
After a lengthy audience participation scene, during which three quote-unquote volunteers are brought up to play the Holy Family, and the wise men throw candy into the audience, the evil King Herod returns. And on this particular night, as you'll hear, a woman right in the front row gets up in the middle of the scene to snatch some loose candy off the floor. And then, of course, the offstage light representing the Holy Spirit gets blocked by a curtain until Wolf Blitzen manages to clear it.
Humbug! May a particularly aggressive nutcracker fall down your trousers! No, that was a good one. It's been months since I've seen them, but I will still get that baby. Nobody will ever become the king of the Jews except for me.
Yeah. And King Herod dropped dead.
And the audience was well pleased.
Just wait, B-list celebrity Wolf Blitzen. Does this guy tell the story of what did happen or what might have happened?
What do you mean?
I mean that I am a changed man. From now on, nobody will celebrate the birth of the baby.
Finally, at the end, after each of us have our own personal epiphanies, we are moved to sing. And amazingly, as you'll hear, the audience joins in. that's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your Christmas miracles via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on our website podcast page, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans on our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter at Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, Mrs. Santa Claus Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band, and also this week by Mark Osten, and of course the wonderful holiday guitar by Eric Essex. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Graham Bunting Stewart. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Charles Towers, artistic director of Merrimack Repertory Theater, who for two seasons in a row now have trusted us to bring him a brand new show. Next week, we will talk about how that artistic trust has been rewarded at the box office with some record-breaking sales. And finally, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 263/789 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. And because Hanukkah, Christmas, and Kwanzaa all begin this week, we leave you with our reduced holiday greeting.
One, two, three, four!
Happy Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. That's the only thing you'll ever have to say. Happy Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. Wishes everyone a jolly holiday. Happy Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. If you want to spread some universal cheer, say Happy Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. You know you want to come, because it's Monica.
Christmas come and we won't go home.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less. So much less. So much less. So much less.